VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say a military-led counteroffensive has evicted the Taliban from a strategically important district in northeastern Badakhshan province, inflicting heavy casualties on retreating insurgents. The Interior Ministry said in a tweet that the clearance operation in the district ended Tuesday, killing at least 14 insurgents and injuring several others. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that airstrikes against Taliban positions forced the insurgents to retreat from the district. Britain's parliament is still struggling to come up with an exit plan from the European Union. This week, the lawmakers are considering ways to extend their April 12th deadline. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Parliament is set to consider this week legislation that would require Prime Minister Theresa May to seek to extend the Brexit process beyond April 12th, preventing a no-deal departure. Now, opposition lawmaker Yvette Cooper, one of the bill's sponsors, says we are in a really dangerous situation with a serious and growing risk of no deal in 10 days' time. Cooper adds, if the government won't act urgently, then Parliament must step in. The EU has given Britain until April 12 to come up with a Brexit plan or leave the bloc, but lawmakers have rejected the government's withdrawal agreement and a range of alternatives. Charles Ledesma, London.
May has said she's willing to meet with the leader of the main opposition Labour Party to try to reach an agreement on a Brexit plan that lawmakers could agree to. Turkey's governing AKP party is appealing election results in Istanbul and Ankara, claiming irregularities in the voting cost them the mayor's office in both cities. Losing the offices would be a blow for the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. 2 weeks after Cyclone Idai slammed into Mozambique,